It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Brooke, you and your husband have been together for over a decade now.
Oh my gosh, we have.
Do you think that you know everything about him?
Yeah.
He's not keeping any secrets from you.
No, but you're making me worry.
I mean,
especially with this music.
Because we have him on the phone.
Wait, yeah. Is he on a second date?
I mean, I know for a fact that your husband is hiding at least one secret.
How would you know that?
Well, this is for a different segment. We'll talk about that later. We'll do busted another day.
Okay.
I'm sure that'll come up.
Cute.
But you can understand that feeling of thinking that you know everything there is to know about your partner, and then one day suddenly finding out some weird new information.
Yeah, like, I don't love you anymore.
Okay, that's sad. That's sad information.
Yeah, it was sad.
Well, that's why one of our listeners contacted us for help today, because she just discovered something about her husband that she never knew before.
It could be a good surprise, you guys. It doesn't necessarily mean it's bad.
Well, let's find out. Let's talk to Kayla. Kayla, how you doing?
I've been better.
It's not good.
Dang it. I was hoping it was like he's a secret cake baker and he makes amazing decorative cakes.
She called him.
He had this talent the whole time.
We're going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out in just a second. But first, tell us, what's your husband's name?
Tommy.
Now, okay. I've always known that.
Yeah.
All right. How long have you and Tommy been married?
Well, we've been married 4 years, but we've been together for almost 7 years.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So what happened between you and Tommy?
Well, the other day I was cleaning out our walk-in closet. And...
Oh, all right, fancy.
Yeah.
You say walk-in closet, Brooke's like, ooh, rich people.
Yeah, well, I looked in the closet and just way in the corners under a bunch of old sweaters, I found this weird box. Uh-huh. And so I opened it and I looked inside and it had this really weird collection of items.
Ooh, what kind of items?
Well, it had a bunch of pictures of this really attractive blonde girl. And I'm thinking maybe this is 10, 12 years ago.
Okay, so before you guys were together. So this may be his Xbox, you know, where you keep all your stuff from your exes.
Mm. Oh, I was like, Xbox?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Brooke, playing video games.
You do not know how video games work.
No, but, okay, yeah, X. It could
okay,
X.
So it has pictures of your husband and some other blonde girl?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, on the beach and then somewhere at a shopping mall and together at a carnival. And first there was the pictures and then there's these random objects like a corkscrew and it's labeled Stacy's corkscrew.
Oh.
Huh.
And then there's a cloth napkin with red lipstick mark on it. And that's inside a sealed Ziploc bag. And the bag is labeled Stacy's napkin. And then there was also a woman's hair ties.
Oh, my God. Oh. He's a stalker.
Oh, you wait. Or he's setting Stacy up for a crime and he needs DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm really freaked out. I'm wondering, is he some sort of stalker and I didn't notice? I mean,
he
had hair strands, everything. Everything. I mean,
hold on, Kayla.
Deep breath, Kayla. You're getting ahead of yourself.
Yeah, just take a breath. So do you know who Stacy is?
No, I don't. I mean, that's also what's weirding me out. I mean, look, I know sometimes people keep old photos and memories, but I've never heard of this Stacy person before, ever. Mm. It's really creeping me out.
Yeah.
Okay. Do guys usually keep their exes' stuff? Girls keep, like, hoodies, you know? Yeah. Guys keep stuff.
Well, we're usually smarter about where we hide them, not inside of our closet.
I was cleaning out an old drawer that had, like, some old, like, love notes and stuff in it from dudes.
In your house?
Yeah, just, like, in a little box of memories, like, some pictures.
We need to call her husband.
No, he knows about them. It's not a secret. Most of it away.
Why do you have them?
No, just keepsakes.
Brooke, you need
I need to remind myself that I was once wanted. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But your husband loves you.
Oh, my God.
Does that happen to all old people?
That's
not boding well for Kayla right now.
I've always held on to, like, old stuff.
I get rid of those. It's cringy, bro.
Yeah,
my husband has some, too. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Hey, guys, can you focus on me for a second? I called. I need your help.
Okay.
I
mean, I'm sorry about that, Kayla. So you found this box filled with weird stuff labeled Stacy's things. What's going through your mind? What do you think the explanation could be?
I mean, what I want to know is who is Stacy? Why does he have this stuff? I really need to confront him about it, but I just don't know how to do it.
So wait, I mean, you haven't talked to him about it at all?
No, I just found the box the other day, and my mind is going to some bad places. I mean, things you guys were talking about, like, is he a stalker?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it could just be his ex's things. I think the labeling is strange, but is he a type A person? Like, some people just are label freaks, you know, that, like, organize everything.
I know you think so, Brooke, but I don't think keeping your ex's stuff is normal. I don't
unless
think
you're still in love with them.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah. Unless you still have some kind of attachment.
It's part of your life. I mean, like, they were people that come and go. That doesn't mean that you still want to be with that person.
Yeah, you want to remind yourself of happier times. That's what you said.
I mean, it's in the back of a closet. It's not like he's visiting this box
all
the time.
How
do
you
know
that?
Yeah, exactly. He could go smell the napkin every day after work.
Okay. I don't know that. I'm just trying to be optimistic here.
Okay, well, all right, let's carry that optimism through this song. We're going to come back. We'll give you some advice, Kayla, and then we will call your husband, Tommy, for you and let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call.
Okay.
Okay,
take
some breaths, okay? It's going to be all right.
I'll try.
All right, hold on.
It's awkward. It's Tuesday. It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
This is the first time ever in Awkward Tuesday history where we have a 50-50 chance of someone admitting to a crime they committed years ago.
Wow.
That shouldn't excite me because it's someone's life, but still.
Stacy was your average all-American girl from a small town. She was just the girl next door until one day she went missing.
Okay.
This is
getting scary. Yeah, that's too real, man.
Actually, she didn't go missing. Her lipstick-stained napkin in one of her hair ties did.
There we go.
Fast forward a decade later, a crackjack squad of radio personalities took a phone call and solved the case that had stumped police for years.
Oh, my God.
Stay tuned for the mysterious case of the box of random crap in the back of the closet.
Okay. Your trailer turned south for me.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it got a little less interesting towards the end.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're just tuning in for the Awkward Tuesday phone call, we've got a woman named Kayla who found a box in the back of her husband's walk-in closet.
Yep.
And it was filled with a bunch of random items that were labeled and put in Ziploc bags. Everything belonged to a girl named Stacy.
And there was always also pictures of her husband with Stacy. I mean, before, of course, the marriage and the relationship.
Yeah.
It's not a cheating thing that we're worried about.
The weird thing is that her husband has always mentioned all of his ex-girlfriends, but has never mentioned anybody named Stacy before.
Yeah.
So there's some sort of secret that's being kept here.
There has to be.
Or a miscommunication. I mean, have you ever thought that maybe, like, I don't know, there was an ex named Christina, but she went by Stacy sometimes, and he just failed to mention that part.
Oh, okay. And you're always up to no good, Brooke. You're giving him too much benefit.
Is that what you think, Kayla? You think this is all just a big miscommunication?
I hope it is, but it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
I think your challenge in this phone call for you is going to be keeping a level head. I mean, even when we were talking to you just a moment ago, you were kind of like snowballing a little bit.
I'm trying. I'm trying to keep it together. I did do some breathing.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
You know it's bad when Brooke is the one being like, you're kind of being emotional right now. I mean, Brooke cries like every 10 minutes on the show.
I do cry a lot. But I'm just saying, when you talk to him, you need to be calm.
Okay.
You need to make a safe space for him to tell you whatever it is that's in that box.
Unless he's in the wrong, then you can go off.
No.
She's right. Alexis is right.
All right.
This is a 22-year-old who's never been married.
Here we go. We're about to dial your husband's phone number. You ready to do this, Kayla?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. I'm dialing the number now.
Hello?
Hey, hon. It's me.
Oh.
How you doing?
Hey. Good. Your number came up weird. What's up, baby?
Oh, not much. Just want to see how your day is going.
You know, usual.
So then you have a minute?
Of course. What's going on?
Well, it's just something kind of happened. It's a little weird, and I just wanted to ask you about it.
Yeah. What's up?
So, I was cleaning your closet the other day, and I found this box. Kind of in the back of the closet. Do you know anything about it?
I'm not sure which box you're talking about. We have a lot of boxes, honey.
Yeah, it's kind of a shoe box. It's got some purple stripes across it and really brown. Yeah.
That box.
Yeah. Can you explain it to me?
You didn't look inside, did you?
Yes, Tommy, I looked inside and I'm kind of worried. I mean, who's Stacy?
Oh my gosh. Babe, honestly, no one or nothing that you need to worry about at all.
Just don't worry about it? That's what serial killers say on TV shows.
Okay, calm down. Your mind is racing. It's not what it looks like. You don't need to go comparing me to serial killers. It's still me.
What do you mean,
okay?
It's not what it looks like? I mean, you have objects that are labeled with Stacy's name all over them. I mean, that is what an obsessive psycho person does.
Okay, calm down.
Are you following her?
Take a breath, okay? Calm down. We'll talk about this later once I'm home, okay?
Later? No. So you can have time to come up with an excuse? No. I need to know now, Tommy, who's Stacy and why do you have a hidden shrine with all her stuff in it?
It's not a shrine, okay?
Is it someone you're still in love with?
Baby, it's complicated.
Tell me. Who is she?
Fine. You want to get into it right now? Fine. Let's get into it right now.
Yes!
She's a girl that I went out with like for 2.5 dates, if that. Over a weekend, a really, really long time ago.
Oh,
so you really don't need to worry about it.
Oh my God. But it's a girl that you still think about.
No. Well, kinda. I mean, yeah. Look, I'm telling you, it's complicated, but it's not in that type of way, okay? It's not what you're thinking or what you're making it out to be in your mind. None of that.
No, I think you went on 2 dates? And you held on to all her stuff all these years, and you're telling me that that's not weird, that's just normal. What do you do when I'm asleep? You go in the closet and you sniff it while your wife's sleeping?
Oh,
I mean,
God.
2 days? You only went on 2 dates with this woman and you have her lipstick napkin?
Kayla, calm down. Calm down, Kayla. It's honestly not what you think. I'm just holding on to it for me so I can sell it, okay?
What?
Sell it?
Hello?
Sell it to who?
It just got worse.
Yeah.
It's so freaky.
Tommy.
What's going on, Kayla?
Yeah, I mean, Kayla's still there.
I don't know what to say.
It's okay, Kayla. Just don't say anything right now. Let us take over for a second. Tommy,
okay. You're
on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Yeah, this is awkward, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Tommy.
I think the awkward part is on your end, though, where you're keeping a weird box of some woman's stuff that you want to sell.
Who's going to buy it? I don't understand.
Yeah, you need to explain.
Okay. First of all, Kayla, why are you even doing this? Like, why are you surprising me and putting me on the radio with something so sensitive like this? Like,
you freaked me out, Tommy. I didn't know who else to turn to. I didn't know how to address it. So, yes, okay, I got some help.
Yeah, and Tommy, you're deflecting right now. I think you need to start explaining a little bit more.
And if you're in the world of sales, this could be good for you. It's a little publicity, Tommy. I mean, I don't know what you're selling, but...
Yeah, tell us what's going on.
So here's what you guys don't know. Like, when we went out to like this beach town and she forgot a few things. And I just picked them up because I figured, you know, whenever we see each other next, I can give them back to her.
Okay.
But we never ended up seeing each other again. That was that. But I had stored the stuff. Like, you know, I never threw it out.
Like a hair tie? Like a girl's going to come back to ask you for a hair tie?
I need my napkin with my lipstick back.
Yeah. Well,
maybe it's a Gucci hair tie, Brooke.
Okay.
That's a good point.
You don't know.
I mean, like, we shed those things. Like, they're scales or something.
Yeah, always gone.
But okay. Hold on, he was talking.
So you've held on to this girl Stacy's stuff for all these years?
Well, I kept that stuff. I didn't even think about it until I saw her on TV a few months ago, and she's like semi-famous now. So I was like, okay, if she blows up and gets super big, maybe this stuff might be worth something.
Well,
you know?
where did you see her on TV? Is this like on a reality show, or is this like on an episode of Cops?
Or she's yeah, right.
I saw her on the Food Network. she like won this huge competition. She's like really good.
Oh,
and if she goes on to become one of these huge celebrity chefs, I have something that could be worth a lot of money. That's all it is.
Huh. Okay. I don't feel like I'm buying your story right now.
I am.
Tommy, who's going to want an old corkscrew?
It's not an old corkscrew. It's Stacy's old corkscrew.
Mm. Oh. He's a businessman.
I don't know. Kayla, how do you feel about this? What are you thinking?
Tommy, you need to show me this show and this girl, because it's still odd to me.
You got it. She's actually a really good chef.
Oh.
We'll watch it together.
Well, don't compliment her too much, man. Okay, so you guys are willing to watch the show together?
Of course. Of course. You know what?
Yeah.
I'll give you one better. I have binoculars. I'll take you to this girl's house and show you how harmless the whole thing is.
Oh! Wait, what?
Tommy?
You're joking.
Of course I'm joking.
Oh, my God. I was so worried. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.